Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Victim or Victor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You get to laying around feeling sorry for yourself, and you get mad at other people because they don't feel sorry for you. It gets darker and darker and darker in your understanding. That's how people get so twisted up. They don't see right. They don't think right. And they'll push away the very people that care the most about them. A lot of you have seen it and you've tasted this. You know what I'm talking about. It's devilish stuff. You know how you get out of it? Real simple. You begin to give thanks. If unthankfulness darkens your understanding, what would thankfulness do? It would begin to enlighten you. You begin to thank God. Thank God. And you don't, listen to me now, you don't talk about what you don't know. You don't talk about what you don't have. You don't talk about what you can't do. You don't talk about what you are not. Don't do it. Don't do it. And never, ever, 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 for any reason, at any time, under any circumstances, never, ever, ever, never, never feel sorry for yourself. Never. There's never a legitimate excuse. There's no situation that could be so bad that, yeah, you got a right to feel sorry for yourself. No, can't happen. The way you come out is you begin to thank God. I don't care. You know, I've seen people at healing school before when I was working with Brother Hagin. And they get to focusing on their problem. Let's say they got a finger that something's wrong with it. And they get to focus on that finger. And they talk like this, you know, my finger, Brother Key. I had a fellow one time, he's telling me, he said, my tear ducts, they don't work right. I don't know why they don't, but they don't. My eyes so dry, he said, my tear ducts don't work. He must have said it 10 times while I was standing there. He said, my tear ducts don't work right. I don't know why they don't, but they don't. My eyes so dry because my tear ducts don't work right. I said, how long you been saying that? He said, what? See, he didn't even say it. How long you been saying that your tear ducts don't work right? He said, about 8 months. I said, how long they haven't been working right? He said, about 8 months. I said, well, now that's not working good. Let's do something else. Right? And the problem is, let's say something's wrong with somebody's finger. They'll focus on it and go, my finger. Oh, man. Man, I wish my finger worked right, but it don't. It, other people's finger worked right. Why don't my finger work right? It ain't fair. And completely forget that they got 9 that's just fine. Huh? Got 10 toes that work good. Got ankles and knees and elbows that work good. But see, what happens is the more unthankful you get, the more darkened you become. Darkened. Hold your place there. Some of you need to read that. I referred to it. But go back to Romans. Everybody say thankfulness. 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 Romans 1:20. He said, the invisible things of Him, of God, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was what? Darkened. This is just a principle now, spiritual principle, that the more unthankful and the more you fail to acknowledge God in your life, your thoughts become vain and your understanding in your heart becomes darkened. And it makes you more susceptible to feeling sorry for yourself. Let me say this statement, then we'll expound on it. The Lord gave this to me years ago. I wrote it down. You cannot be gracious to someone who feels they deserve it. You cannot be gracious to someone who feels they deserve it. People don't understand. They misunderstand walking in love. And so therefore, give and yield to people's flesh when they put pressure on them or when they demand things from them. How many remember Ahab and Jezebel? Remember one day, Ahab, he saw a vineyard, a piece of property that he wanted, Naboth's vineyard, and he said, you know, sell me your land, or else I trade you for a better piece of land. And Naboth said, oh, no, I can't do that. The Lord forbids me. That's part of my inheritance and my family's. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't do it. And he came home and went to bed and poked his lip out and felt sorry for himself, didn't he? Now, I want you to see something. Where is this going? When you start that, are you opening the door to the devil? If anybody knows the rest of the story, you know some awful things happen. And where did it start? It started with pouting. He came in there, piled up on the bed, and Jezebel came in. She said, what's wrong, baby? You didn't eat your supper. He said, who's going to give me my dinner? Huh? What? Naboth would sell me his vineyard. What? You the king, baby. What do you mean he wouldn't sell you? He wouldn't sell me his vineyard. How many know the rest of the story? She set this righteous man up, had people lie on him in the courts of the land, executed him, seized his property, lying, stealing, murder. Where did it start? Where did it start? Pouting. See where it started? Friends, when you start down that path, you're understanding it's darker and darker and darker. And family, grandparents and parents and spouses have not realized, they called it walking in love. But friend, when somebody puts pressure on you about what you ought to do for them, well, if you love me, you'd do this for me. And if they loved you, they wouldn't be saying that. Did you hear me? They're telling you more than they mean to be right now. They're telling you they don't love you. They don't care about you. All they want is what you can do for them. Well, if you love me, if you cared about me, and pressure. How that sounds like Delilah working on Samson, doesn't it? How many know that was devilish? Trying to steal the anointing? Well, if you cared about me, you don't care about me. You don't care about me. Well, acting like that, who would want to? When people, you know, we see it in the ministry a lot of times. I've had people come to me before and they said, you know, you ought to do this for us. I said, huh? Well, you have more than we do, so you ought to do this for us. Is that right? You know what they've done now? I cannot be gracious to them. Why? Because they think I owe it to them. Should I do it? Now, this applies to you directly. Somebody comes and they feel like, well, you owe it to me. You're my brother. You're my sister. You're my daughter. You're my son. You owe it to me. Now you can't be gracious to them. They've taken it out of the realm of grace. They feel for some reason they deserve it and they don't. Are you listening? How many understand with God, you cannot come to him like that? I've had people tell me, well, Brother Keith, I don't understand. Ain't many. She's a fine woman. She baked pies and she never missed a day at the church. And why didn't the Lord heal her? I said, what's that got to do with her being healed? They're like, well, she's a good woman. I said, so? What's that got to do with her being healed? It's got nothing to do with her being healed. You do not receive a healing because you did good things. If that's the case, you earned it. You haven't earned anything. Sometimes people, if something bad's going on, they say, oh, what did I ever do to deserve this? The answer is plenty. Lots. If you and I got what we deserved, we've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. We'd be sick and broke all our short, miserable life and die prematurely and go to hell. If we got what we deserve. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about how Jesus took what we deserved. so we could get what we did not deserve. That's why it's called grace. It's grace. We didn't earn it. It's not owed to us. So even when people use the words or they don't, anytime it comes across, you owe me, that's when you start backing off. Did you hear me? I'm serious now. I don't care who it is. You owe me. That is not God talking. That is not right. Marriage problems. There have been times I've sat at the desk with people going through all kind of problems. And I've seen some form of this time after time after time. She looks at him and says, well, you don't love me like you're supposed to. If you love me like you're supposed to, maybe I could submit to you. Maybe I could follow you. And he says, well, if you submit to me like you're supposed to, maybe I could love you like I'm supposed to. Well, I have needs. And you're not there for me. And the other one says, well, I have needs too. You ever heard anything like this? What's going on? Both people are saying, give me. Give me. You owe me. You're supposed to. I had a lady one time. She said, well, I want him to do this. And I said, no, you don't. She said, yes, I do. I said, no, you don't. I want him to do this for me, and I want him to do that for me. I said, no, you don't. She said, I know I do. I said, no, you don't. She said, why do you say that? I said, you don't want him to do it. You want to do it. Amen. To desire to do it. You don't want just somebody just doing something. Right? Amen. To want to do it. To desire to do it. Both people are saying, give me, give me. Well, you give me. Well, you give me and maybe I'll give you. Well, nobody's giving anything. There's nothing to receive. Both people acting like they deserve something. Something's owed to them. People say, well, marriage is a 50-50 proposition. You never saw that in the Bible. No. The divine love gives. While we were yet his enemies, he gave to us. What if one says, I'm giving and I'm asking for nothing? Here you go. Why'd you do that? Just wanted to. What do you want? Nothing. What do you want in return? I'm not asking for a thing. What if one party's given and the other party's given and this one, and they're not asking for anything in return, they're given, then there's plenty to receive. You must not have this mentality about anybody owes you anything. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Be a Victor, Not a Victim, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-203B. That's R-203B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.